Dave. You're on with Dave and Stacey.
Hey, Dave.
Good morning.
How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Hey, awesome. Absolutely, man. It's going to be so cool. We've got a few minutes here, actually, to kind of dive into some serious questions here about everything you got coming up. But first of all, we wanted to say, this is awesome that you're getting this special coming up here. How excited are you?
That's great. You know what? I've been working on this thing for so long now, I'm more relieved because it's like, it took so much, it's all in clubs. It's not like one show, like at a big theater, so it's all clubs.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to shoot it. It took me way too long to edit it, and now it's coming out, so I'm like relieved. I'm like,
right.
I hope people like it. I really
Did you go around, like, when you were filming and you were going, take that part
yes.
right there? Yeah? Really?
It was me and a small crew. We went to, you'll see five different clubs and five different shows. We gave, cameras to the people in the audience, and we just let it roll. And, there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of stuff out of focus, and there's a lot of, awkward moments. And I think anybody who's ever been to a live comedy show, they'll be like, yep, that's what it's like.
Oh, my. So you don't even need to be drunk to watch it. It'll just,
exactly. Yes.
I like that.
It's like
that.
A virtual reality. Yes.
Oh.
Okay,
very
so
good.
Now you say, uncensored? What exact? Mm-hmm. I mean, we know what uncensored means, but how uncensored are we going to get here?
Mm-hmm. It definitely is not. It's somewhere between. I would just say that it's no Frozen movie.
Okay.
It really is. It's not for kids.
Yeah, so if the kids come out to get a drink of water, put it on pause.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
There
yes.
you go. You know, and, you know, the comedians, we're talking about some of the people that you end up hanging out with, like Amy Schumer, and we've chatted with her before. Great comedian. But would you rather hang out with comedians who kind of lean dirty rather than clean ones?
Well, those guys are my friends. I mean, Amy and Jeff Ross and Artie Lang and Jim Norton, those are the ones who drop by. They're the celebrity comics who come by and help me kick off the show.
Yeah.
They're the ones who, I've toured with and I've known for years. And the other people on the show also, those are the people, the guys and ladies that I see all the time in the comedy club. So it wasn't like, we brought in specialty acts for a specialty show. It's like those are the people that you see in a comedy club. So, I mean, I was lucky to get them, but I think all of them really wanted to do it because it's a show for the comics. I'm just the host.
Oh, how about that? Hey, a question for you. Since you've been on the road, though, I mean, for doing comedy as many years as you've done, I start seeing some of these people have to go push movies. Like, for instance, Kevin Costner's out and about right now trying mm-hmm. to do some press for his movie. But here's the thing. He's the type of guy that it seems like it's hard to make him laugh. You know, there's a lot of people who have tried recently, hosts of all these great late night shows, and it's difficult. Have you ever ran into that with somebody in the audience that's kind of like, hey, make me laugh? You know, that particular...
Oh, all the time.
All the time? And what do you do?
You'd be surprised how many people come to a comedy club with no intention of laughing or having a good time.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's like going to the circus and not wanting to eat, cotton candy. I mean, it's just so weird.
And so what do you do? I mean, do you make that a mission to make them laugh?
Yeah, do you target them?
Or...
That's a really great question. I think every comic always looks at the people who aren't laughing instead of the people who are, and that's a great question. Yeah, I guess that's part of our dementia is that we want the people who aren't laughing to laugh.
Yeah, you know.
Well, that's always the case with entertainers. They're always talking about the one negative review instead of the thousands that love you. It's why didn't this one person like me? Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and the cool thing about when you do multiple shows like I do in clubs is that you really do. You know, you'll see a couple up front, and it might be a first date or a last date, and you could just tell that, there's an awkward moment here. There's going to be an awkward car ride on the way home.
Oh, you know? God, yeah.
That's right.
They didn't know what they were. Yeah, they kind of, wow. It's just, yeah.
Oh, yeah. For real. Well, hey, here it comes, because Saturday is when you're going to see it. Go ahead and just stick it on the channel. We have it on all the time, Comedy Central, for the special Dave Attell and Roadwork. It's coming up on Saturday night, and we can't wait to see it. Dave, you're the man. Thanks a lot for playing radio.
You're just awesome.
Thank you guys for having me, really, honestly. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you,
Dave.
You
too. Take care.
Good deal.